the older system, the bridge wasn't visible. During the Gulf War, the Air Force sometimes had to send 10 to 12 F-16s to hit a single target. With the higher levels of accuracy provided by Falcon View, the Air Force can now send fewer planes to a target. The goal is for one airplane to hit one target. The greater degree of accuracy from Falcon View will enable newer aircraft, such as the B-2 bomber, to attack as many as 16 targets on a single mission, a capability that adds up to big savings in lives and money. "The American people are not willing to accept a single casualty," says the lieutenant colonel in charge of the Falcon View project. "So every little bit of increased accuracy and certainty we can demonstrate is worth a lot." Useful as Falcon View is, a fighter pilot can't carry a laptop in flight. It might not stay in his lap while he's pulling reverse G's. As the Air Force upgrades the avionics computers in its fighter aircraft, though, and as new generation fighter aircraft join the fleet, Falcon View will become fully integrated into cockpit systems and visual displays. Newer planes will have real-time moving map displays tied to GPS systems, global positioning satellites, that show a plane's precise location and its position relative to other friendly air and ground forces. Real-time data links will keep Falcon View updated with the latest intelligence feeds coming in via satellite from command and control. Updated photographs, maps, and other relevant data will enable a pilot to make last-minute corrections. If enemy ground troops move from one side of a ridge to another while the pilot is en route, late-breaking intelligence will give the pilot a chance to change his flight path, either to attack those troops or to avoid ground fire on his way to another target. Airlift crews already have Falcon View's in-flight capability. A crew plugs a laptop into the transport plane's onboard systems, connecting its PC with a live data link to systems on the ground and to other planes. Crews can replan missions, drop zones, and rendezvous points in flight, and receive tactical information such as radar readings from other aircraft. Rescue aircraft can get precise range and bearing information on downed aviators. For cargo aircraft carrying food and supplies to civilian populations in such places as Haiti, Somalia, Bosnia, and northern Iraq, Falcon View provides drop zone overlays and calculates wind effects for the loadmaster ready to push cargo pallets out the back of the aircraft. After Secretary of Commerce Ron Brown and 34 other people died in the 1996 Croatian plane crash caused by navigational difficulties, deployment of Falcon View became mandatory on all Air Force Distinguished Visitor aircraft, including the President's. By an eerie coincidence, Ron Brown's widow, Alma Brown, was one of several dignitaries who accompanied President Clinton on his trip to Africa in 1998, and was on an Air Force plane that developed engine trouble. In Africa, runways long enough to handle heavy jets are few and far between. Falcon View immediately identified the closest suitable airport and navigated the plane to a safe landing. Another exciting aspect of a digital military is its ability to dramatically increase rates of learning. Instead of having to fight three wars and lose hundreds of planes and thousands of men to learn which procedures and tactics work, the Air Force can now examine the records of a few missions and learn the same kinds of lessons a lot sooner. In earlier air wars, including the Gulf War, debriefing was often inconclusive. Combatants in debriefing sessions tended to remember the action through only their narrow views of the situation, and their recollections were usually blurred by the fog of battle. It was hard for commanders to reconstruct the overall scene in order to understand how to improve next time. In today's debriefing sessions, pilots and commanders pore over the Falcon View digital flight plan data and compare it with video footage taken from each aircraft during a mission. A debriefing session might involve the flight plans, four videotapes, and a PC-based debriefing system. The crew can replay an entire mission and see who shot when, whether a bomb was dropped too early or too late, whose plane was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and whose unorthodox but brilliant maneuver saved the day. Falcon View's ability to track, record, and replay mission data is helping the Air Force develop better flight plans and pilot tactics for greater pilot safety and military capability. A rule of thumb in military flying is that if you can successfully complete your first 10 combat missions, you can successfully complete your next 100. An awful lot of pilots were shot down in Vietnam during the first 10 missions. With the ability to capture and replay missions, pilots can make their mistakes rehearsing those 10 missions on the ground in front of a PC, and then fly those first 10 missions in training rather than in combat, where the consequences of failure are deadly. It's flight simulation taken to a new level. The next big step will be digitally linking pilots with the U.S. Air Force's command and control structures at the higher decision-making echelons. Speed is of the essence in the chain of command. Disseminating orders fast can save a lot of lives. Consider a mission that involves getting a fighter or a bomber to a location 8 hours away. With the new capabilities, you could get the plane in the air and develop intelligence and target plans while the plane was en route. Up-to-date information would be ready for the pilot on his aircraft display as he approached the target. You would get at least an 8-hour jump on mission execution. As the Gulf War demonstrated, timely mission success in the air can make an enormous difference to troops on the ground. The Air Force calls this type of air support the gift of time, allowing ground commanders to pick and choose when and where to best deploy the ground assault. Many projects are also in progress to streamline military business systems. The Defense Department has identified the 240 offices that handle 80% of the department's contracts and has already achieved a paperless contracting environment in more than half of them. As one admiral put it, the United States can use technology to hit a target with a cruise missile from 1,000 miles away. It's about time the United States uses technology to pay the supplier across the street. The new digital systems used by the U.S. Air Force aren't isolated projects, but part of an overall goal by the Pentagon to ensure that U.S. military forces have fast and affordable access to the world's best technology while making better use of taxpayer dollars. For more than 30 years, research and development in the commercial sector has outstripped R&D in the military. In the mid-1990s, the military began to move away from a reliance on its own specially developed systems to take advantage of the industrial world. The Pentagon embarked on a dual-use strategy to get military as well as civilian use out of the same technology base. The dual-use strategy has three pillars: investing in civilian technologies critical to military applications, manufacturing commercial and military items on the same low-cost production lines, and inserting commercial components into military systems. The historic 10-year procurement cycles of military applications collide with Moore's Law and the doubling of PC computing power every 2 years. After seeing the effectiveness of high-tech weapons, who wants to go into battle with technology that's several generations out of date? The best weapons result from the shortest deployment cycles. The same lesson applies equally well to business use of technology. Location-fixing technology using GPS is fairly specialized today, but will become mainstream. Ports and transportation carriers have a need to know where their equipment and personnel are, just as the military does. Today, most logistics solutions are highly specialized, costing tens of millions of dollars and preventing all but the largest organizations from being able to use digital systems to manage the flow of materiel. PC economics will bring costs down rapidly. It will be inexpensive to put a GPS tracker on a container or any piece of equipment to always know exactly where it is. Non-industrial uses of sensing devices are quite innovative. Irrigation wheel lines on farms now come with sensors that beep your pager or send you email if the system breaks down. Farmers around the world are using PC-based GPS systems and satellite sensors to detect differences in soil moisture, fertility, drainage, and other variables. With data downloaded directly to their rigs, farmers can alter the amount of seed or fertilizer in order to maximize yields. Or they can analyze this data.